The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
We have to have a deja vu Groundhog Day discussion, first of all, in relation to the cancellation or failure to cancel in terms of restaurant bookings and people continuing to no-show. And of course, this is exaggerated now because they reduced in terms of the impact on the restaurateur and the business, simply because they reduced capacity. Well, joining us on the line is one irate restaurateur, regular on the show, Oliver Dunn of Bon Appetit. What's the story? You've been tweeting on this, Oliver.
Hi, Ivan. Yes, like all our other restaurants, we reopened this week. Some of my restaurants opened. Unfortunately, three of them aren't open as of yet and will be opening in phases over the next couple of months. So I reopened Bon Appetit on Wednesday night once we found out the 1 meter social distance was in place. All the wheels start turning. We renovate the restaurant. We wanted to open, you know, positive and open a new restaurant and hopefully win customers back. And the whole team was delighted to be back in work and gung-ho, albeit our restaurant capacity has dropped from 110 to 72, so approximately just over 30% down. And we opened up Wednesday night. We were fully booked because the community of Malahide over the last 3 months have been supportive. We've been doing takeaway and, you know, everyone wanted to go back out. And there's a bit of a honeymoon sort of buzz around at the moment. It's a novelty going to restaurants. So we were fully booked on the Wednesday night. A table of four people didn't show up. I actually didn't know about that until last night, because then last night I was in the restaurant and we knew how many we were expected in and I was waiting on tables. So there was another nine. So three tables didn't show up last night, a four, a three and a two. So I just thought to myself, you know, I was just fed up. So I probably sent a tweet out that I probably shouldn't have said with a few expletives in it. But I was just thought, like, God, you know, we as a nation, I think we all know the situation. We're all in the same situation. There's over a million people claiming welfare. We're all just getting back to work. No shows, as you said, deja vu. I'm 10 years talking about it. I've accepted it as part of restaurant life and restaurant world. But I just thought, it never came into my head, to be very honest. That's what I think it hit me so hard. I just thought people would have had a little bit of cop on, you know, to actually just pick up the phone and cancel. Now, these are bookings, to make this very clear. These are bookings who, whenever, I don't know when they booked, but we confirm all the bookings on the day of the reservation. So anyone who has a booking tonight in any of my restaurants will get a call today from the reservations team to confirm the booking. These were people who received a call or via email that day and confirmed they were turning up that night. So this isn't just, you know, 3 weeks later they forgot about it. We were talking to them that day. And they didn't bother their arse to show up, contact us, call us. And we had waiting lists because of social distancing. We've now only six tables, two available, where because let's call a spade, Ivan, my tables of four were more valuable than my twos to take out of the restaurant. So my two capacity has greatly dropped. And I had waiting lists. And I just couldn't believe it. I just thought, how rude can people be? You know, how inconsiderate can people be?
Okay. Well, when you discover they're not showing up, do you ring them and ask them why?
No. I've thought about that a thousand times. Last night...
So you come on national radio to give out about them, but you won't tell them to their face?
Well, do you know why? What am I going to achieve? I've thought about it. Believe me, I'd love to. But what am I going to achieve? Only an argument. Only a fight. It's like the night's gone. They're not going to run around and come in. So what's it going to do apart from just make a situation worse? You know, so...
Hold on a second. You have a number of options here, Oliver, because, you know, you know what's the saying? If you keep repeating the same thing, don't be surprised you get the same outcome each time, insofar as that, you know, fool on me once and fool on you the next time, insofar as that... Like, for example, if I booked and I was a no-show and I had no excuse, would you take another booking from me?
No, absolutely not. No. So when you don't show up and you're a no-show, it's in our reservations. We have a very advanced reservation system. We can put loads and notes down. We can even put down what Ivan had for the side orders and if he had his dinner or not. So we have notes down saying booking no-show this particular date. So the next time that customer tries to book the restaurant, we will insist on them sending us the credit card deposit to enable that to happen. So we do that going forward. And listen, as I said to you, I'm a long time talking about this. People, the automatic thing that people always say in this situation is, you know, get the credit card deposits. Everyone's always happy via social media and whatnot to say, oh, we'd have no problem doing credit card deposits. But I can tell you from somebody for 10 years trying to take credit card deposits off people during the whole month of December, every year, for the last 9 of the last 10 years until 2019, where I stopped, people do not give you the credit card numbers. It's alien to them for a restaurant to ask in the first place. So they're not prepared for us. They don't have their card on hand, or else they're just reluctant
but
to give it to you.
But hold on a minute. If I'm, like, just take now, if holidays open up, I book self-catering or I book a hotel, it would be unthinkable that I wouldn't give my credit card details. That is custom and practice. If I'm ringing up
Absolutely.
An airline or Irish Ferries or Stena and I'm booking something, it would be just commonplace. You'd actually have it at the ready, your card for the booking. So, I mean, surely as an industry, you know what I mean? That should, like, if every restaurant does it, I mean, that's the way to go.
Exactly. Yeah. If every restaurant does it. As I said, you know, without sounding like a broken record, 10 years ago, I pushed for the Restaurant Association of Ireland to back this. And collectively as a group, if we all did it, then it could change. One restaurant or two restaurants doing it here and there isn't enough to make a change. It's alien for people. They're not prepared. And then the expense of chasing it. You're chasing the call. So Ivan's, oh, I don't have my credit card. I'll call you later. You forget. I then ring you later on to get it again. Again, it's not convenient for you. And we just do this dance for weeks on end trying to get a credit card detail at the expense of the restaurant with the staff. We hire two full-time people to do this, to get credit cards. And it just doesn't work out.
And you know when you do
more customers.
You know when you do a kind of centralised booking platform like OpenTable or something like that? I don't know, Deirdre does it all for me. The point is this. Would they have the same policy that if it was returned to OpenTable that or centralised booking system that wasn't just with one restaurant that you'd be barred as well?
Well, with all those, I haven't a clue what their procedures are, but with all those various different booking platforms, the choices to the independent restaurant who takes, so if you take on your reference OpenTable, we then have to decide to say, okay, OpenTable, insist on a credit card booking for, or you can't make a booking. But most restaurants don't. And as I said to you, it's an alien thing for booking restaurants to get a credit card number off them. People do not like it. They don't give it. They complain. Yeah, they actually get really annoyed at asking them. And then they accuse us of harassing them. And we abandoned that model 2019 because I figured I was losing more customers asking for credit card details because people just couldn't be asked than I was going forward.
Could it be, and I'm not really seriously postulating this, but could it be that, you know, with the 90-minute rule or whatever the time restriction, that people booked more than one place and then found, oh no, you can stay for 2 or 3 hours in the place? In other words, it wasn't enforced. Is that possible to have it had an impact?
I think it's too early to say. I think people in general are. I think the biggest problem with the 1 hour and 105 minutes or the hour and 45 at the moment is that people don't turn up on time. That's so, you know, a normal restaurant turn is 2 hours. So on average, and all my restaurants, we 2 hours we would turn our tables in. And that's the time we give now.
One tweet in response. People are booking consecutive venues and then upon realising that they're able to stay on in the first place, they just stay there and are not bothered cancelling the second venue. If there was no time slot rule, this wouldn't happen as often. I don't know. I'm just passing it on.
Yeah, no. I suppose that's just one person made that up. Like, well, okay. I doubt there was a study behind it, you know. So, no, I don't believe that's the case. I don't believe people are that...
It's not a valid excuse.
No.
Well, look, I hope things do recover for you because we discussed how difficult it was during the lockdown with all the different costs and so on. Let's hope the new normal will involve people having the courtesy not to book and not cancel if they can't fulfil it.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.